Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Steven Sisko, and this is Aiden Brown, the big dude, the biggest dude on planet Earth.
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Aiden Brown, the big dude, and welcome back to the late night show with Steven Sisko. And today we have a guest. I might want you to introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Devin, or Chocolate Chip. I'm also part of the Arcade Kingdom crew. You may know me from special episodes such as The Legendary Box Inside of a Box or Absolute Hilarity with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Truly both classics.
They really are, I get it.
Certified classics.
This is a Certified Hood classic.
I cannot stop laughing. I could never stop laughing at that clip where, the oh my god Harambe part of that.
Oh yeah, Steven, you're like, oh my god, Harambe!
Armageddon monkey clap.
Yeah, we gotta get that on a t-shirt, I keep telling you.
We actually shut down the Etsy for a little bit.
Really?
Because no one was buying anything, and Alex was paying money.
That sucks.
Yeah, we'll have it back up.
Alright, I hope. Because I was looking forward to like getting some merch at some point, but I just don't know when.
Oh, you mean like this?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
You actually put a mouse pad of your face on it. Oh my god!
Yeah, it's got.
Oh my god! Oh, that is great. That is great.
Yeah. It's great for Discord where I could be like, instead of my face, I could just be like,
yeah. Steven, let me get that merch store back running and stuff again. We should definitely have like a different Arcade Kingdom kind of logos for the
the stuff. We should also have the podcast merch.
Oh yeah, like Just to get people to, you know, check out our podcast and shit.
Yeah.
This has been the first podcast since... Hold on. Let me look at when the last podcast episode was. Because it was a while ago.
This is the first time I'm featured on it, finally, I guess.
Yeah, we've only had just me and Aiden, and you're the first guest.
Oh, really? Oh, it's just been you two running the whole thing?
Yeah. We haven't done a podcast episode since October 31st.
Wow, I feel special now, like, knowing that I finally got you guys to do an episode on Christmas Eve.
Episode 3, Happy Spooktober.
Yeah. Only 3 episodes? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, we did.
Well, me and Aiden, we rebranded it, the channel, after Alex left the channel, because Alex was just like, we wanted him to do podcast episodes, and he was like, lazy about it. Yeah. So I'm like...
And not to mention, when he was doing the Christmas songs last night, though, he wasn't really taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I should have showed up to the thing, because, I was originally going to do it, but...
Aiden, you missed my incredible cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You did.
The original one from, like, the 60s.
But it's okay, because we have this, ladies and gentlemen. We have this. Let me get this going.
Can't wait to hear it.
I hope it's
something that I actually laugh at.
I mean, if I was home right now, I would actually be able to play it right now, but I'm on my MacBook, and as far as I know, there's no version of a voice mod that supports...
No. Oh my.
That is not. Oh, that's something else.
This is the lo-fi version of sitting on a hot dog.
Should I release that?
You should.
You should. We could, and also we should probably release a song together as like Aiden Brown featuring Grieved Inferno.
Arcade Kingdom featuring Aiden Brown, the big dude.
Well, no, this episode, it's featuring Chocolate Chip, so... I guess.
Featuring Steven Sisko.
Well, for the longest time, Devin, I was, like, looking for artists to work with, like, pretty much ever since I started making music and shit.
Uh-huh.
COVID's been hard to people trying to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of killed off my motivation for writing music. I've noticed, like, I've been writing shitty song lyrics lately, and, like, I noticed, like, my material isn't where I want it to be. But hopefully, once all this passes, I'll have an EP, like, on store shelves. I don't know when.
You're going to have a merch website like Arcade Kingdom did for, like, 5 months?
Well, I mean, like, I could take orders through, like, Squarespace or something. Like, I'm still figuring all that out. But,
gotcha.
Like, my plan is, like, if I do, like, local gigs and, like, perform at, like, local venues or whatever, though, I can, like, sell them from, like, the trunk of my car. And I can also take debit cards as a payment with the new card reader I got.
Where'd you get that from?
I ordered it on Amazon, though, and they sent a second unit out to me or whatever. Because I had an account with, you know, kind of like Square or whatever. Except I used SumUp or I don't know.
Interesting.
Are you like talking about like Amazon Prime or something?
No. Well, this is like a separate thing. Like I have another account for like a business thing called SumUp. Like
what
this,
do you do?
This is just like how I can take credit card as like a payment. Like if I sell stuff.
What do you do on SumUp?
Like, it just keeps track of, like, sales, and, like, it just pretty much helps run my business and keep track of inventory.
What's your business?
Grieved Inferno Studios.
Interesting.
And how did you basically, you know, how are you actually going to be doing it? Are you just, like, are you just going to have, like, fans come up to you and, you take the credit, take the credit cards or something.
Sure.
Take my wallet.
Like, just cue the image of Frygon. Shut up and take my money.
That reminds me, I have to watch the Christmas episode of Futurama tonight before midnight.
I should probably meet up with Anthony in VR chat, and we can just watch Elf together on one of the worlds.
I've been trying to text Anthony, and he hasn't been responding to the group chat.
I tried calling him, and he hasn't answered me. I don't know what's going on. I could probably ask him if I get in touch with him.
Okay. Anyways, so I want to cut into our first segment of the episode by talking about Nogfest.
Yes, Nogfest. We've got quite a bit of news for you guys.
For those who do not know what Nogfest are, don't worry. I don't know either.
We kind of started it, what was it, last year we started it, though? But, I mean, I wasn't there, yeah. But, like, it was when Alex was making eggnog.
You were here in 2019, but then we did it in 2020. But it wasn't called Nogfest. It was just a 2020 Christmas celebration.
Yeah, but now, from here on out, we are now calling this yearly celebration, we are now calling this Nogfest.
Yes, Nogfest. The yearly tradition of drinking poorly made eggnog.
Oh, yeah, the Alex, like, what, threw up in the sink or something like that?
Yeah. I luckily did not throw up because I put way too much cinnamon, which made it at least edible.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I've actually never had eggnog in my life, as far as I know.
Same, man. I've never had it.
I hate the smell of eggnog, it actually, like, makes me really nauseous, and my dad somehow, like, my dad just straight up drinks eggnog, like, out of the container, and it's disgusting.
Just like that one episode of Family Odd Parents.
I wanna try eggnog. I never had it, but...
Well,
you're gonna try it on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's when Eggnogfest 2021 is setting up. Is Sunday at Alex's house. Be there.
Are you excited for that gingerbread house?
Oh, I am super excited for that. Like, I even have my own gingerbread house. Like, I have like
Hold on.
Oh, and there he goes. I was gonna tell him.
I actually built my own gingerbread house, like, 2 weeks ago. It turned out badly, but,
Hold it a little closer to the camera, Steve. Ooh, it's Hershey's. Nice.
Yeah, you have the Super Mario.
Yeah, I have the Super Mario Castle thing.
I don't know how that's gonna taste. It might be a unique sensation for you to be blindfolded, not knowing what you're eating.
Oh my god.
That has gotta be hilarious, dude. just building a freaking gingerbread house.
What do we have in here? We have
we're actually building.
I mean,
Alex actually had the idea to like do it blindfolded.
I gotta thank him for that. Actually,
I took it a step further, and I'm like, what if we race each other, and like blindfolded? And Alex is like, we'll do that. And then have, like, you and Anthony be, like, the hands so that, like, while we're blindfolded, they know what we're doing.
I was going to say, I have another idea to, like, elaborate on the race thing. We have one team go at a time, but, like, one person's in charge of, like, timing the team or whatever. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's, like, one person that's blindfolded, obviously, in terms of, like, the two-team thing.
Yeah. It'll sort of be, like, a taste test, too. To know what we're doing blindfolded.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, that'll also be a first for me, like, building, like, a gingerbread house, like, at all, let alone blindfolded and racing other teams.
Yeah.
Wait, Devin, you've never built a gingerbread house before?
No, well, like, there's, like, a lot of stuff I miss out on, like, during Christmas, and during Nogfest, it'll be, like, the first time for me. Like,
I actually, I was making, at Brookdale, we were making gingerbread houses for one of our clubs that we have. And there's this, hold on. Let me see if this is uploaded. But Alex made these, we made these gingerbread houses, and Alex decapitated one of the gingerbread people.
He's a monster.
And I was trying to do mine, and it actually, I lifted it up off the table, and the second I lifted it up, the whole house broke.
Well, there goes the gingerbread house and the gingerbread man's hat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie now, I'm just thinking of the one scene from Shrek. No, not the gumdrop button!
wait, which Shrek movie was that from? I totally forgot.
Must have been the first one, I don't know. 100%.
I've only seen the first Shrek. I haven't seen Shrek 2 or Shrek 3.
Wow, dude, you need to watch that.
My friend tells me Shrek 3 is, like, really bad.
I have that movie. I like a physical copy of Shrek the 3rd.
And I have a physical copy of the Bee-Wee movie.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me. It was all, like, yellow and black honeycomb or whatever.
I just realized it said Bee-Wee movie instead of Wee Movie Bee Game.
This episode is a mess.
I mean, I kind of.
But you know, we love it though.
Yeah.
That also kind of makes me think of that one video that I showed Steven the other day.
Oh no.
Miska Muska Mickey Mouse, but it's Miska Muska Mickey P.
No, no, don't. Oh, he's showing us the massacre.
So this was my house?
Dude.
This was Alex's house.
Oh my god, there's so much blood on the gingerbread man.
Alex, if you're listening
this
to
was
this, do a better job at making
Alex is a masochist, confirmed. Alex is a masochist, confirmed. Oh my god, that is crazy.
That was my house after
it. Oh my god, I'm fucking crying.
No,
oh.
That was it after it dropped, and then this was it before.
Oh my god, I'm crying. Oh.
This is Alex demolished.
Oh my god.
Look at the monkey. I guess he didn't like put enough like not what is it called? Like it's
frosting?
Yeah, frosting.
Or the fondant, I don't know.
He must have forgot to put on like a bit more of that or something, and then maybe that's why the house was just bleh. I don't know. But
But anyways. So yeah, it's exciting, the Nogfest.
Yeah, I'm excited to finally be participating, and we're gonna be live streaming it on YouTube on Christmas, or the day after Christmas. I'm sorry.
We haven't done anything, me and Alex, like holiday wise since our pumpkin video we did in October.
I've seen a little bit of that.
Did you end up seeing that, Devin, or no?
Have I seen what?
Our pumpkin video.
I saw a little bit of that, though. Like, I think I might have watched the first half or so.
I love how it opens.
I kept making a joke saying I was going to join in on that, though, but I was going to carve it with a bottle cap. I still haven't done that.
Oh my.
I think it's a little too late for buying pumpkins.
Just gotta wait like 10 minutes.
Special. We're doing.
I feel like I'm watching a Grand Theft Auto cutscene.
My favorite part in this is where it's also Alex's favorite part too. But
I'm just gonna say this right now, Steven. I feel like I was watching a GTA cutscene.
Yeah. Here, hold on. Let me get it on Chrome. There's a scene in the thing where Alex plays the pumpkin like a bongo, and he's like,
"Oh no, I gotta see this."
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's his favorite scene too.
What if that video was actually a GTA scene?
That'd be pretty crazy.
They just Alex
Grand Theft Auto 6, but where are the main three characters?
The three main characters, either, well...
Well, we could make our own, like, clone or whatever. I can probably work on that at some point.
It's right after this Terraria cutscene.
Just stream it. I can't see it. Oh, no. I love the Terraria music. There's like a magical charm with the Terraria music I just don't get.
I know, right?
Oh, hold on. What happened? 1 second, everybody.
Oh, no.
Video crash.
Oh, no.
Aiden, don't you dare.
Don't I dare what?
You know.
I actually don't.
1 second. It does this every once in a while on YouTube Studio. Where, like, you'll be watching a video and then it cuts back to the beginning of the video.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe like YouTube sometimes, I guess when you watch a video, it doesn't really save at the point where you stop watching or whatever. And, sometimes it's not the case for me, but, I mean, that is the case for me, but, I don't know, maybe there's, like, some kind of glitch or something.
I think I have it, hold on. We should really start putting timestamps on our videos.
I can get to work on that after the holidays are over. I'll really crack down and work on that.
They only added timestamps like a few months ago, I think.
Like I said, after the holidays, I'll crack down on it.
It'll be a lot of help for the Nogfest stream.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as for this year, like I said, we'll live stream it after, like, the day after Christmas, but then there'll be a second version uploaded on my channel as well as Arcade Kingdom. Like, it's like a collab sort of thing.
Here you guys go.
Alright. Good old Terraria music again. Oh, by the way, how did you record the footage for this?
GoPro.
Oh. I thought you, like, recorded it on, like, a Ring doorbell.
No. He duct taped my GoPro to, like, a deck chair.
I was just gonna ask if you have, like, a tripod.
Oh, this was me actually eating really the pumpkin have, like, seed.
Who eats the pumpkin?
No. You're not trying to.
Apparently you do.
Pumpkin seed does not contain pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin is a fruit.
It's a vegetable, Aiden.
You're gonna cut your hand open.
I don't think so.
Fruits growing on
pizza
trees.
Cutters are so dull, you can't cut your hand open with that.
Well, there it is.
Well, the thing is,
Oh, I forgot about that part.
One of my favorite lines in this entire video is, "Local millennial claims after eating pumpkin seeds does not contain pumpkin spice." Here, listen really closely.
I mean, why would it contain pumpkin spice if you're literally just carving a pumpkin?
It's right here.
"Local millennial claims that after eating pumpkin seed does not contain pumpkin spice."
Too great of a video.
It is. I need to, like, watch some of the videos I didn't partake in.
The intro that he made with, like, the creepy, eerie Halloween music.
No.
I still think we should have done it backwards, Devin.
This is gonna be for some videos that are, like in the outro.
Yeah. We sort of just turned the outro into an intro because it looks better.
But what about the old intro?
The old intro is the one that I spent making of the videos with, like, the SpongeBob and everything.
Oh.
And the Armageddon monkey clap.
I guess that's getting out of favor.
was basically just using old video clips or something like that.
Yeah, we need to bring that intro back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely.
So actually, what we're also gonna do when we upload this to our YouTube channel for the first time ever, I'm gonna set up a poll saying, like on the iCard, should we bring back the old intro? Yes or no?
We set up community posts on the YouTube channel.
No, I meant like an actual like poll.
Oh.
Yeah, like where people like I guess for YouTube there's like an option on the community tab or whatever, and you can like set up polls and people will vote for a certain thing or whatever.
Yeah,
I can figure that out once, you know. But, you know, by the time that this video goes up, it's probably already going to be Christmas Day, and then, yeah.
It'll probably be at almost New Year's by the time this goes up. It took me 3 weeks to edit the last podcast episode because I was so lazy.
I meant, like, on my end, I'm probably just going to upload the raw clip.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time it goes up, then it'll be Christmas Day, but we'll see.
Well, anyways, Aiden, is there something you wanted to talk about?
Absolutely. For Christmas, which is literally pretty much happening in less than 2 hours now, I think I'm just gonna be having like family over, and we're gonna be having some dinner. Like, it's... I mean, I had a Christmas Eve dinner. Like, that's basically what we do every year.
You haven't eaten dinner yet?
No, I have.
What are you doing with yourself if you didn't eat dinner? Oh, dear.
I don't even know what I would do if I didn't have dinner, but I did have dinner tonight. I had a celebration with my family for Christmas Eve. And we're
excuse me one second, guys. I'm sorry to cut you off, Aiden.
It's all right. But anyway, but yeah, like every year, me and my family have like a Christmas Eve dinner, and then mm-hmm. we have another dinner, for Christmas Day, and
mm-hmm.
and for the Christmas Eve dinner, I basically would just go to my grandmother's house, and then for Christmas Day, my grandmother and my cousin, my aunt, pretty much anyone, any of my relatives that are invited, will come over here, and we have. Dinner here.
What'd you guys eat for dinner?
Well, we had, I thought I was gonna have like an actual like turkey or whatever, because turkey is a typical kind of holiday dinner, but I had chicken mm-hmm. nuggets instead. Chicken nuggets and fries.
Classy. I had stuffed mushrooms.
Please tell me one of them was a one up.
Or just a super mushroom.
That was a level up.
It was a one up.
Yeah, the little green mushrooms.
Yeah, so you get an extra life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Mario time.
My dad choked on his.
Oh no.
At least he still ate it and got the one up.
wait, how did that happen, Steve?
No, that was just a joke.
Oh. Oh, that makes it even funnier. Oh my god. But anyway, what do you guys do for Christmas Eve and Christmas?
Christmas Eve, I try to stay up as late as I can. And then I'm normally like a late sleeper.
I'm already way ahead of you. I've been staying up late for like the past like 3 weeks. Like, I literally, like, fall asleep at, like, 8 in the morning, and I wake up at, like, 4:30.
Wake up at 8 in the morning?
No, I fall asleep at 8 in the morning.
That's insane.
You fall asleep at 8 in the morning, Dan.
How do you stay up that late?
It's, like, it's kind of like a bar, I guess. It slowly shifts over, I guess. I don't know.
The latest I go to sleep is, like, 2.
Most of the time, I would be, like, pretty much, like, on days that I don't have school, I basically can stay up as long as I can, but for school days.
Yeah, that's gonna be for quite a long time, I think, right?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with that poor Mr. Hewitt? Oh wait. Wait, you already, you know. Who's your teacher for that class now?
His name is Mr. DeFrancio. He's the new teacher at our school.
When did Hewitt leave?
This year, actually. He went to the intermediate school to work as an assistant principal or something like that.
It's kind of sad. I actually never got a chance to tell Hewitt thank you. Yeah, for what
he's
done.
Dude, I gotta go visit Kamano.
Kamano? Oh, he's the other teacher. Gotcha.
You forgot about Kamano?
I'm sorry, the name didn't sound familiar when I was like, wait, why does that name sound familiar? Oh, yeah, it's that teacher.
Kevin, we ate pizza in his room, like, every day.
Oh, yeah, I still have that Snapchat video, by the way. I will send that in the group chat after we're done.
Legendary man.
I think I said something.
I was so upset that he didn't show up to graduation.
What do you mean he interrupted graduation?
He wasn't at graduation.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a sellout.
I probably should have showed up to the graduation too. Well.
Aiden's the biggest sellout.
Well, at least come in just to see you guys graduate. Right in front of
We're not gonna show up to your graduation, fool.
Nah, I'll still show up to his, don't worry.
I got friends other than Aiden who are graduating.
Yeah.
Like Aiden's girlfriend Kylie or whoever.
Anyway.
He just gave me that look and said, shut up, Devin.
But anyway. I also have some other friends that, including Kylie, that are also graduating. Like,
you okay there?
He has a
it
stroke.
Like he has a stroke. Yeah.
I can't speak.
I'm graduating.
I'm sorry. But
you're fine.
I do have some other friends that are also graduating.
Mm-hmm.
I think my friends Josh and Liam are.
Who, out. Davenport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Davenport. Steven Stansfield and Alex Schigner.
I have a lot of friends who are graduating.
Do you know who?
I don't want to say their names on the podcast.
I wasn't really gonna say like.
Devin, are those your Elf brand cookies? Your mic's muted.
Oh no.
Is the game right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, on the stove here there's two tins of cookies that I made last night for my grandparents and my family.
Interesting.
In this bin here there's chocolate chip cookies, and in this bin there's sugar cookies.
Ooh.
I was actually gonna get some of the sugar cookies before I head back downstairs.
Hot take, I think peanut butter cookies are the best cookies.
Those exist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They're really good.
I honestly think that chocolate chip, I mean...
Yeah, what about me? What about me, Aiden?
Taste good.
not you, Devin.
Kinda sus.
I'm talking about like actual chocolate.
He's
chip
blushing. Cookies. He's embarrassed.
like actual chocolate chip cookies. I think those are very good cookies.
Not the Devin.
Stop.
Okay. Anyway.
This is payback from Kamano's after school class.
I miss doing podcasts, rekindling spirits of me and Alex doing St. Patrick's Day podcasts and watching. We watched the videos of Shamrock Shakes.
Yeah.
Shamrock Shake commercials are like actually like goat tier. Let me see if I can find one of the videos in the whole.
Oh no.
We'll close out the podcast.
Alright. Excuse me. My voice cracked again.
Yeah, you need to work on that, man. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I have horrible hiccups. Like, they're really bad.
My voice, I cracked all the time when I was in fifth grade. But and for after that, it wasn't cracking for a while, but now it's starting to crack again.
Hey guys, there's two I want to show you, but you have to like be really quiet just so you can like take in the appreciation of these. Okay.
I'll be eating cookies while I watch.
I'm home.
Where were you?
I was just in the car.
Oh, the car. What's that on your collar?
Oh, Ty.
Why do you seem happy?
I'm not.
Come here.
Okay.
Mint. Wow.
I had a shamrock shake.
I hate you.
And I got one for you, too.
I love you.
The magical minty flavor you covet with all your heart. McCafe Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. The simple joy of
mint.
Can I just say that's my favorite McDonald's commercial of all existence?
Was that the one you wanted us to be quiet for? Because Aiden was laughing the entire time.
No, there's two more, or one more. I think, no, two more. There's this one, which is really, like, it hasn't aged well.
Ronald, everything looks green. Oh, green butterfly. I'm green footprint. Uncle O'Grimacy.
Hello, boy. I'm back, and I'm painting everything green to match the shamrock shake.
This is supposed to be the Irish blob.
Let's celebrate at McDonald's.
Shamrock shake. They're a beautiful green.
They're a beautiful green
that we've ever seen.
Shamrock shake. They're a beautiful green. Uncle O'Grimacy.
Monster, whatever. I don't know. Grimace, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell what you mean by it hasn't aged well. I mean, the quality is just awful.
Yeah. But anyway, and this is the last one, and this is like Ghostbusters slime.
Celebrate with Minty Shamrock Shakes and new Minty Shamrock Sundays right now at McDonald's.
Nobody celebrates the season like we can. Minty Shamrock Shakes and Sundays make it feel so grand.
Minty Frosty Fix Shamrock Shakes and new Shamrock Sundays with mint-flavored topping get everybody in the spirit.
Your Irish eyes are smiling no matter who you are. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
This man's swooning.
Tis the first green of spring.
If it looks like that, they should probably see a doctor.
I'm surprised the FDA didn't go after McDonald's.
Is the Shamrock Shake still a thing or no?
Only in March.
Gotcha.
Which is the reason why it's called the Shamrock Shake.
I mean, we could have watched that like around St. Patrick's Day or something on a future podcast.
Yeah. Or we could try it.
Yeah, like they have Shamrock Shakes in December.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess that wraps up this episode, so I can probably summarize what we talked about.
Yeah.
So yeah, Nogfest, be on the lookout on that channel on youtube.com/arcadekingdom. Or is it arcade_kingdom? Hold on.
The YouTube link?
Yeah.
I think it's like a... Hold on.
Yes, arcade_kingdom, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's...
Actually, no, it's either of them. You can type in arcade kingdom with no space or, you know.
It's youtube.com/c/arcadekingdom. There you go.
You don't need c/, but alright. And if you want to check out my channel, you can go to, I have to look it up, I'm sorry. How do I forget my own YouTube URL? That's just sad.
Okay, man. It happens to the best of us. Aiden, your laugh is terrifying.
It really is. I'm gonna go to my YouTube studio link really quick. I'm sorry.
I wasn't trying to be.
It's okay. It adds to the flavor. And the minty kind.
But yeah, if you want to go to my channel, you can go to youtube.com/chocolatechipmlp. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Aiden, you got a link you want to share?
I do. If for anyone that doesn't know, I'm sure you all know already, but I make music. If you go on any streaming platform. It's Aiden Brown TBD, no spaces. I just search up my name and have a listen because I'm gonna be dropping something soon, and
hopefully I'll be working with this man right here under my band name, Grieved Inferno. Hashtag This Phoenix Will Rise.
I gotta check your band out, Devin.
Well, I haven't put anything out yet, but hopefully in the future I'll put something out.
Okay.
So yeah, from all of us at Arcade Kingdom, I want to wish everybody listening a happy holidays, happy new year, and
Merry Christmas, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, and once again, Nogfest, December 26th.
I cannot wait.
We will be live streaming it on the Arcade Kingdom channel the day after Christmas.
Literally counting down the seconds. You don't understand the joy this brings me with Nogfest of spiced eggnog and blindfolded gingerbread houses. Oh, before you guys go, I want to show you something.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited.
I'm kind of terrified at the same time. What is that?
This, my dear friends, is the Christmas sweater I will be wearing to Nogfest.
Oh my god, why is there a shark?
It reminds me of the shark from Toy Story. Howdy, 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 howdy.
Give me that. But anyway, but yeah, wish everyone a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
Festivus.
Krimbus.
Merry Christmas.
But we will see you guys next
podcast. Year.
Next year. Yeah, next year. There you go.
All right. Peace.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Woo! Peace.
Thank you, Devin, for that.